unusual one-shot courses, like an English course in science fiction as literature, and just, you know, if they could get enough people to sign up for a course, they'd have it. So I did that for about a year and a half. And I even think I stayed there an extra quarter because I had some courses I wanted to take. And I held off the one-hour health course. I finally said, well, I guess I'll graduate. So I took the one-hour health course, which was, you know, they bring people in to speak, and it's just a nothing.
Syphilis and drugs.
Right, right. They had homosexuality, too.
Okay.
You know, they had some gay libs come in and give us a talk. And
in a health course.
Yes, yes. Well, it was really wonderful because the teacher had a speaker every day. It was like a once-a-week course, and he never gave a lecture except once or twice, I think, the whole quarter. But I finally finished up there, and I was thinking, well, I wanted to go to graduate school, but art was sort of a dead end because I was all right, but I could never make a living at it.
Right.
And they had, offered me an assistantship there in printmaking, but I didn't like that either. So I picked a school. I wanted to get back in this area of the country, and I picked Memphis State, and I just applied, and they accepted me. I don't know why. I've always picked one school. I've always seen these people sending out hundreds of applications and getting hundreds of rejections, but I've always picked one and applied to it and always got in. And I guess it couldn't have been my grades because I had like maybe a 2.7 overall. But I scored fairly high on the GREs, about a 1,200, which isn't really anything to, you know, put a halo around my head.
What GRE it is, isn't it?
Well, considering that my major wasn't even English, I did, well, I
oh,
had
you took
a,
the GRE in English.
Right, I took the general one and the GRE in English.
Okay.
But I have always done a lot of outside reading, I mean, all my life. So even though my degree wasn't in English, it was in fine arts, I had a fairly extensive English background, even though I had, the courses I took were, you know, popular ballads and fiction writing courses, and it was, I didn't have a total scope of English history, you know. So, came back to Nashville in about March, and I was going to start graduate school in the fall. So I didn't really want to go to work, so I put in to substitute teach. And with the school board, and I got my certification to teach art and to teach English.
How do you go about getting those?
Oh, well, it's very weird. You don't even have to have a college degree to substitute teach here in Tennessee. You have to have like 2 years of college or something. So they were wild about me. A, because I had taken so many courses that I filled up a lot of their areas. Not that they really sent me into one that I knew anything about.
Of course.
But, B, that I was male,
and
they never have male substitute teachers. In fact, they wanted me to, they're trying to push me to get certified so I could be a full-time school teacher because the ratio is like, I don't know what, 90% female to 10% male in the elementary and in high schools. And I don't know what they're going to do about it, but it's really not my problem. Anyway, for about 2 months, they'd call me every day at 5 in the morning, and they sent me to 30 schools in the city, every place from...
You were called every day?
Yeah. Well, they liked me.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have too many men that wanted a job that had no security, that only paid 18 bucks a day, and you didn't know whether you were going to work until they called you.
Did you have a beard then?
Oh, sure.
They didn't mind it.
They were hard up.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, well, actually, I don't know, there's teachers with beards there now. I mean, I've had a beard since I've started going to college in one form or another. But also, I guess since I was a little bit large, maybe they sent me to some rough schools, you know. So I never really had any problems. Of course, substitute teachers can't hit students. They have to, the only regular teachers can do that, and they have to fill out a form and have it witnessed and